www.thebeatmaker.com. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links, and check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is November 10th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, just posted a picture of Mr. Ambassador Chris Stevens. Someone threw that out there online. I captured it. You might want to go ahead and take a look at it. It was said that when Ambassador Stephen was killed, that they actually took a pole and rammed it up into his backside, literally, and killed him that way. And someone posted a picture of that happening. And sorry to say, I did post the picture. It's on Facebook, which is the Sons of Liberty Radio. The Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can go ahead and check that out. It's pretty gruesome. I'm sorry I had to post it. Apparently, the ambassador knew too much when he was gun running for this government into the hands, putting guns into the hands of your enemies, friends. Now, friends, you have to keep in mind as to what's going on in your country right now. On September 11th, 2001, Hamas was actually rejoicing in their streets because they want to see America fall. They were dancing in the streets. These same people were dancing in the streets after President Barack Hussein Obama was reelected. Isn't it interesting how wherever Hillary Clinton goes, we have another country in the Middle East that hates our guts? And isn't it also interesting that wherever she goes, those that don't agree with the New World Order ideology, for some reason, they're just dethroned. And they want to put in new dictators that agree with them. These are your people that are ruling in government today, friends. If you'd like to check that article out, please do, and that picture out. It's on Facebook, the Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And again, it's gruesome and very graphic. I just wanted to tell you that. And you can also see where his mouth is wide open. He was alive, friends. He didn't die from smoke inhalation. On top of that, isn't it also interesting, friends, that everybody's talking about Mr. Petraeus, the CIA director, who's supposed to testify. And now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, not only is the state-run media doing their best to black out Benghazi, and the American people are falling for it, but isn't it interesting that now, for some reason, Mr. Petraeus, just out of nowhere, he's admitting his guilt in an adulterated affair, and he needs to step down. Look at the timing, friends. How stupid can the American people believe? How stupid can you be to continuously believe the lie day after day, week after week, month after month? So here we go again. So what we're hearing now is the American people saying, well, I hope Mr. Petraeus does the right thing. I hope he does the right thing by telling on Mr. Obama for calling the order to put the hit on the ambassador. I hope he does the right thing. And folks, when you look at the picture, that was a hit. That man, that ambassador, knew too much. Or it was starting to get real hot over there, and they didn't want him coming back to America singing like a bird. So someone had to get rid of him. Take it for what you will, but I'm not the one trying to cover it up. This administration is. Back to Petraeus. The American people are saying, I hope Petraeus does the right thing. I hope he does the right thing. Now let's take a step back, friends. Let's think this one through. Let's think it through. General Petraeus, I seen him back at the CNP in D.C. a couple years back, and you have all these conservatives giving him a standing ovation for about 5 minutes. I knew there was something wrong with the man to be elevated to a position like that, because you know as well as I do, he ain't working for you. Do the right thing, Mr. Petraeus. Will he do the right thing? Will Mr. Petraeus do the right thing? What? He's stepping down because he cheated on his wife. Will Mr. Petraeus do the right thing by telling the American people what the President of the United States did over in Benghazi? Now, will you just think about that for a minute, friends? The man fraternizes within his own marriage. He's not faithful to God, so therefore, how can he be faithful to his wife? He's not faithful to God, and he's not faithful to his wife, but you expect and you hope that for some reason Mr. Petraeus is going to come out and do the right thing? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, friends? Everybody complains about what's going on in this government today, and you hope that people that are committing adultery, working for men rather than obeying God, and for some reason you're in the delusion, and you're under the delusion that they're going to tell you the truth? I got to be somewhere else. I got to be like, I got to rewind 50 years and think everything's okay. Because I remember about 50 years ago, I was told, I wasn't around yet. But it's interesting that 50 years ago, all the stuff that's happening today was conspiracy theory, said the state-run media. They added theory to conspiracy, friends. Now that theory is a reality, and America's trying to figure out what's going on. And yet everything is right in front of your face as to what the problem is, and yet he was reelected. And your enemies, America, are rejoicing, and they are dancing in the streets. And you're still trying to figure out if they're going to tell you the truth? Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. www.thewearegold.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you want to be a part of the show, it's 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. I just had someone respond and said to me, basically it comes to this, I think you guys are all crazy. Gun running? You telling me Ambassador Stevens was gun running? Yeah, I am. Who is he putting the guns in? Whose hands were he putting whose hands was he putting those guns into? The Muslim Brotherhood. You mean America's enemies? Yeah, the same ones that are dancing in the streets right now because President Barack Hussein Obama's reelected. And the American people are still think everything's groovy. Everything's okay. And I'm crazy. So I emailed back and I said, here, let me ask you something, Mrs. I'm not a part of reality. I said, I'm just kind of curious. Have you ever heard of Fast and Furious? Fast and what? What is that, a car race? Or is that a new movie or something? I didn't see that on television. The state-run media that has less than a 21% approval rating didn't tell me that. No, they work for him, dummy. They're protecting him because they're protecting their own interests. Just let me bring about a case in point here for you, friends, to know what you're dealing with. In the past 4 decades, 4 Illinois governors have gone to prison. That's 4 out of the past 9 governors in the state of, Illinois, have gone to prison. The last one was Rod Blagojevich, is the 4th Illinois governor to be convicted of crimes as he was sentenced on 18 counts of corruption. I didn't say 1. I didn't say 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I said 18 counts of corruption. His conviction Monday put him in the company of Democrats Otto Kerner and Dan Walker and Republican George Ryan. The last 4 prison. Wow. I got to take a drink of coffee, guys. I got to get into Mrs. I'm not in reality's world for a second here. Because every time I read and look at the facts, which are stubborn things, said John Adams, I keep seeing a pattern here. Crime. And I see the American people sit back and tolerate the crime. because they're not thankful for what they've been given. It's called gratuity, friends. And when you're thankful, you don't tolerate crime in your country, namely in your government. Hang on a second. Woo! Brother Rod Blagojevich, man. Brother, you in prison. Aren't you the guy that was, when you were busted, weren't you the guy that was standing in front of the cameras with all those preachers around you, praying to Jesus that he would cover for your corruption? Well, Jesus says back to you, friend, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Did you forget to look in Scripture, Mr. Rod Blagojevich, when the Lord said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed? All things are naked and open to the eyes, what we have to do. This includes everybody. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without your Father in heaven seeing it. The Lord knows the very numbers of the hairs of your head, and you want to see if you can get one pulled over on Jesus Christ? That's pretty funny. The light of the world? He's the light of the world, not the darkness of the world. That was Rod. What about George Ryan, who was governor from 1999 in Illinois through 2003? He was convicted after leaving office of 18 criminal counts. This was the governor in Illinois, including racketeering for action as governor and secretary of state. In November 2007, he began serving 6.5 years in federal prison. 4 of the last 9 governors in Illinois are sitting in prison, friends. And not just one criminal count, 18, the last 2. Let me go, I got 2 more. Dan Walker, governor from 1973 to 1977, pleaded guilty to bank fraud and other federal charges in 1987 for bilking an Oak Brook savings and loan that he headed after leaving public office. He spent just over 1.5 years in federal prison. Oh, that was pretty cool. Wow. Otto Kerner, another governor from Illinois from 1961 to 1968. Speaking of the Hall of Shame, friends, he resigned to become a judge, then was convicted of bribery related to his tenure as governor and sentenced to 3 years in prison. I'm nuts. There's something wrong with you, Brad. You got to be kidding, man. Are you telling me that these guys are corrupt? Well, go look at the public record. Yes, they're corrupt. They're totally corrupt. Oh, who came out of Illinois? He moved there when he's 25. He just said it at his re-election speech. I wonder if he realized that he said that on national TV, just like his wife when she had said that Obama was from Kenya. Home, his hometown, Kenya. Yeah, you birthers, you whack jobs. Yeah, I know. I totally get it. You are totally wrong. Yes. Instead of judging the tree by the fruit, you believe what they say. I totally get it. How's that fruit taste, friends? Huh? Because the Bible says when you don't do that, you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. And what are you complaining about today, friends? President Barack Hussein Obama is out of Illinois, serves 142 days in Senate, and for some reason, just out of nowhere, now he's the president of these United States. Unprecedented. And I'm crazy? Whoa. Okay, Benghazi was just a botched little plan that they had, and it just failed. That's all that happened, guys. Don't worry about the 2 Navy SEALs that were killed. No, don't worry about them. Don't be feeling sorry for Mr. Stevens, neither, friends, because he was the one that was doing the job for him. He just got caught in it. That's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, for those that believe what's going on. But you know what? That's why you have the Sons of Liberty. You don't see us going back to the facts, do you, friends? I don't know why you don't see us going back to the facts like other outlets are. Because we never left them. We never left our foundation. See, the more truth I tell you, and then the more demoralized you become, the more you're going to hate me for telling you the truth. See, now you understand why they hung Christ up on the cross, don't you? They hung him up on the cross for their sins. Don't you remember when Jesus was betrayed by Judas for 30 pieces of silver? He was betrayed into the hands of wicked men, namely the church and the Herodians, the government. They didn't want him around because he was getting all the attention. He was telling the truth, and he was setting men free. And people that are dictators and tyrants don't like when people are free. They don't want people having too much hope, because if you have too much hope, you can't be controlled. They have to stifle that, so they have to demoralize you. Get it? You see why the state-run media is attempting to demoralize America? Because they want to control America. That's how it works. Remember what Caesar said, friends. Caesar said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them. And he goes, I can do whatever I want with them. Especially for all you fat football watchers. Yeah, man, we really appreciate what you have left undone. Namely your posterity. They totally appreciate the fact that you've dropped the ball in every sense of the word. They just want to tell you thank you very much for the fact that they're going to have to pay the price to reestablish what God gave all of us. The difference is you watched football away, not realizing that life is but a vapor and you're not promised tomorrow. But yet, you know what? You lived for tomorrow. And so here we are. What's the problem with America? You know, as scarce as truth is, the supply has always been in excess of the demand. And that's about it. Truth overflows people that hate the light, don't they? You know, the sad part about that, friends, is those that are in darkness, the only truth that they have is the light given. And those are the people I'm wanting to talk to. Those are the people that I'm speaking to 6 days a week across this country and 52 other countries. They need the truth and they want the truth. Truth stood on one side and ease on the other, and it has often been so. And shame on those that stand on the side of ease, because that's not what this country is built on. And let me say it this way. This republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not maintain this republic. Don't ever forget that. A lot of blood was shed. As a matter of fact, friends, let me just add this before I get going on my show. This is my discourse. Actually, my preface to my discourse. Isn't it interesting that hundreds of thousands of men and women died? And when you go to veterans' memorials all over the country, isn't it interesting when you get there? Just go ahead and take a look at who they were, where they came from, maybe even be some of your family members. Just keep in mind those that are under those Christian crosses in Arlington Cemetery or those veteran memorials all across the country. Just keep in mind that they died fighting against the ideology that most Americans tolerate today. Did you hear what I said? Just keep in mind that they died fighting, bleeding to the ratification of the Constitution of the United States against the very ideology that America sits down and tolerates today. How does that work? Is that saying thank you to those guys? No way. Friends, when I come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about what happened last Tuesday, because I think it's important for you to understand. I told you so. And guess what you didn't listen to, friends? It was the youth vote. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Again, it's Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and I am sorry that I did not shoot the number out to you. We are home in Minnesota, 1-877-807-9977. Constitutional, biblical questions as we continuously expose what's going on today in your country, friends. But we're bringing resolve, too. You know, as I've said so many times, hope is found in the truth that's given and how you respond to the truth that's given. That's really what it comes down to. And, friends, I ask you, what is the price of liberty? The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. It's always. It's not once in a while. Wow, I just think about what's going on in our country today, and we just seen Boehner just the other day saying that Obamacare is the law of the land. No, it's not. It's unconstitutional. Maybe this joker should read Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 3 of the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, but I guess he doesn't do that. And friends, just a side note too, because I want to give you the skinny on everything that's going on. Boehner's a drunk, friends. I don't know if people realize this. I got friends in D.C., and I'm not talking about friends that don't know what they're talking about. Friends that know what they're talking about. Boehner is a drunk. He's a tanning booth going drunk is what he is. And when you see these guys capitulate and compromise, well, they're saying, well, we're here for 4 more years, so you're just going to have to do it. Hey, friends, really what he's saying? For the next 4 years, when Obamacare kicks in, you're going to have to use your tax money to kill babies. That's what Boehner just said. This is why people are saying enough of the GOP. Hey, folks, you wouldn't be in this position right now had you dealt with the issues at hand from the get-go. I wish I could blame somebody else for that, but I can't. And speaking of blaming people, I just seen this. I actually talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I think it's important for you, the listener. This information is priceless. You know, I was in Florida. I went to the RNC, Republican National Convention. I went to California speaking to tea parties. I was in Michigan going on three times now. I was in Maryland talking to tea parties, Virginia talking to tea parties. All over the country, friends. Over the last 2 months, I've been in six different states. You know what I've been telling people? I've been telling people, do you realize why Barack Hussein Obama is in the colleges? I said, he knows what Mao Zedong knew. Mao Zedong knew to uproot the capitalist to bring in communism, you had to use the younger generation to uproot the older generation. What did you just see on Newsweek, friends? State-run media? Out with the old, in with the new. I told you so, friends. I actually posted an article about 3 weeks ago. Can the conservatives win without the youth vote? Well, of course not. Common sense. You know, I had to tell the people all over the country, and I did commentary on WorldNet Daily. I did the same article there. Tried telling everybody before the elections came up that this is what the problem was, is that the people down at the Republican National Convention, they're 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. They think they're all, and by the way, they're all dressed up to go to an Elvis conference or a concert. I'm sorry. But, you know, the bottom line is that somebody needs to go tell them people that the 70s want their clothes back. And the other thing they need to know is that Elvis Presley is dead. They're still partying it up, friends, especially to the younger generation. I'm sorry for what they have left undone. I really am. That's why I'm here, taking responsibility over the last 17 years of my life. That's why I did 338 high schools. That's why I do colleges. See, because I have enough common sense to understand. And by the way, I was one of those kids that the older generation dropped the ball on as well. I'm not that old. Sorry. And everybody in the country is trying to figure out what the problem is. There's such a breach between the younger generation and the older generation. And it was there, and it's been there, and it's been put there on purpose. No question about it. Now you have a country on air through the state-run media again, friends, literally creating their own country. This is how we want this. This is how we want that. Because this president continuously tells them and inundates the airwaves, whether it be TV or radio, that we are a democracy. Friends, we are not a democracy. We are a republic, one nation under God, not one nation under a dictatorship named, in essence, not one nation under a dictator named Barack Hussein Obama. That's what he doesn't want you to know yet. But let me get back to my point. I'm at the Republican National Convention. I'm going back and forth, friends, on Radio Row, doing interview after interview after interview, having these old folks look at me like a cow looking at a new gate. Oh, brother, you got tattoos and long hair. Yeah, you know, you got a thing to learn from us, man. Just sit back and we'll show you. Yeah, I know. I've seen since 1962 what you people have allowed our country to go to, and namely hell in a handbasket. Remember the Bible says in Psalm 50, it says, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Yep, I remember that. As a matter of fact, now I'm living that. And this is what you want me to learn from you? You have got to be out of your mind. You have got to be kidding me. I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. Interview after interview after interview after interview, telling them what Barack Hussein Obama is doing that is right. That's why when they get out of public schools, they're inundated with No Child Left Behind and International Baccalaureate. They're looking for a guy like Obama. You know, we're going to the MTV generation, right? It was Bob Pittman, one of the founders of MTV, that said, hey, listen, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them. That sounds like someone's trying to set the platform or the stage for a dictator, doesn't it, friends? Yes, indeed it does. Hitler knew that. That's why Hitler went to the church's youth groups. You've all heard of Hitler's youth. Sure. And Hitler had to lie to the people and try to convince everybody that he was a Christian. That's why he put God with us on the belts of the military And those young men, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, that died for the fatherland, because they surely wouldn't do it if they didn't think they were doing it for God. And but keep in mind, friends, everybody laughed at Hitler. Less than 3% of the population took Hitler serious. Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. Same exact thing. Out with the old, in with the new. Indoctrinate the new, and that's how you oust the old. Wasn't it Abraham Lincoln that rightly said, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of the government in the next? Yes, indeed it is. Yes, indeed it is. Does anybody know that it used to be illegal to teach evolution in public schools? Yeah, but I think everybody just kind of forgot their Bibles for a minute, didn't they? Isn't it interesting, friends, that when you think about all the tyrants and all the wars, dictators, despots, monarchs, over the last 6,000 years, isn't it interesting that we can go to any hotel almost in this country, literally, I've been in thousands of them, I can go into almost any hotel room in this country and I can find myself a Bible. You know, it tells me things like overcome evil with good. You have the modern day church telling you to submit to everybody and everything. Well, if you do a little uncovering there, you'll find 3 out of 4 pastors aren't very faithful to their wives, neither friends. See, it's a lack of Christianity. Don't blame Christ for what he rebuked religious people for. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did, friends. So again, here we are. Mao Zedong did the same thing. Do you know that Mao Zedong killed millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of his own people? And what he did is he waited for their kids to grow up. He took a little time off in between his murderous rampage and throwing those that didn't his political opponents in prison. But he gave it just a couple of years, and once the younger generation didn't realize what happened to the older generation, he came back in, and he played the savior to the younger generation. Now you can go to China, friends, and see Mao Zedong everywhere. They treat him like he's a god, when in fact he killed all their parents. Did you know that? I bet you probably didn't know that. I bet you didn't know that Hitler, neither, that he killed 6 to 12 million of his own people before he killed 6 to 12 million Jews and gypsies and dissidents. I bet you probably didn't know that, neither, did you? Nope, nope, nope. You got to kill within first, friends. They can't do it without until they first do it within. But you fell for the fact, America, that we're under an enemy attack, a foreign attack, you know. But we didn't listen to what James Madison told us, neither did we. When he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise or the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Isn't it interesting? For 10 years, America is told by Brock or by the state-run media that we are under a radical Islam threat. Now we get a new president, and all of a sudden that doesn't apply anymore, and this man won't even call it terrorism anymore. Whoa! Well, hey, I'll tell you what, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, if terrorism doesn't exist anymore, then I'm just kind of curious, why are you trying to take away our guns? Number one. Number two, then why do we have TSA? Number three, Mr. President, if that's the case, then let's get rid of the TSA, let's get rid of the Patriot Act, and let's get rid of everything that came under new regulation after September 11th. How about we do that? Well, that doesn't work, does it? No, friends, you're being destroyed within right now through the Trojan horse that's here. It's not going to be here. It's here now. See, and if people would have told you this 10 years ago, which they didn't, they just take every bone that the state-run media gives them, and then you know what they do with it? They take it and they run it to you right away instead of doing their own homework. Or here's another thing. They're too afraid because they don't want to lose their sponsorship. They don't want to do that. Because to say that, it's almost like this. If I really mean what I say when I'm talking to you, friends, you know what? If I really mean what I say, it might just free you up the way it's freed me up. And we can't have that, because if I don't teach you to be dependent upon me, then you're not going to support my sponsorship. See how that works? And these guys on the radio today and television that won't tell you the absolute truth, they don't want to lose their sponsorship. It's not listenership. They'll gain listenership. They don't want to lose their sponsors. In other words, the money is their God, rather than God being their God and liberating the people, which is their job to do. Folks, I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to tell you why Romney lost right after this. Romney, call him Romney Noodles.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com or call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Folks, the number one reason Romney lost, you ready for this? In their confusion, they blurted out the truth. This is Communist Network News. You know them as CNN. The Republican presidential candidate struggled mightily to capture the youth vote. Oh, he did?
I didn't think he even.
I didn't see anybody there, man. The Ron Paulers had the youth vote.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
Obama
crying.
Was working it, wasn't he? What was it in 2008? 68% of all the vote between the age demographic of 18 to 31 or 29, some think, or report, voted for Obama. The reelection that we just went through, 60% of that vote went again to Barack Hussein Obama because they wouldn't listen. They didn't want to listen to some young punk.
Yep.
What do I know?
Same methods, right? They had McCain last time.
Romney had, just case in point before you say anything, Romney had 36% of the youth vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sure, man. You got all these idiotic professors teaching your kids that they came in through a big bang. What do you expect them to act like? Mm-hmm. Or they came from monkeys, and then when they act like monkeys, you wonder why they act like monkeys.
Yep.
Jeez. Hey, folks, guess what? They're not the state's kids. They're yours.
Oh,
hate to tell you that, but
so
there you go.
McCain's platform is don't go for the youth. Obviously, Obama won the youth and landslides the victory for president the last election.
Mm-hmm.
McCain stayed moderate, didn't go on any social issues.
Well, and he is. Yeah.
Then, which exactly, I guess you can't be what you're not. So
that's right.
Then Romney comes in, runs on the same platform, doesn't go for the youth. Matter of fact, we posted a video not too long ago.
How convenient to the enemy.
I was talking to a young person. We posted the video. And he said, I'm just not going to vote for Obama this year. I said, who are you going to vote for? Who's running against him? He didn't even have a clue in his 20s. Why? Because he didn't go. So they changed absolutely nothing. They had a crisis of crises. They had a DOJ who was a complete criminal caught with his hand in the cookie jar, or in this case, the AK jar. It's exactly.
Yeah.
And then you get a second thing called Benghazi. Everything delivered up.
The state-run media blacked everything out, did they? But the American people overall, no.
And Romney never exploited it. Never went through it. Ran on the same platform, got his crack handed to him because they don't listen, because they don't have any intention on this. And it reminds me of Cromwell when the king got his ultimatum from Cromwell.
Back in the 16th century, yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
So he gives it to Charles, and he says, you know, here it is. We'll restore your throne if you follow this through. And this is what the Republicans do. They take the list of what you want as the people, and they say, thank you, God bless you, give me some time to read this over. The king hands, after Cromwell leaves, this is in the 1600s, that king eventually lost his head, by the way.
Yes.
After Cromwell leaves, he hands the paper over to his assistant and says, I have no intention on reading this.
Yes,
neither does this party. They're not listening to you.
No,
they're not changing.
Yeah.
They need to be gone. Ousted.
Yeah. It's both parties, because both parties are guilty as hell, literally, and that's why our nation is going to hell. Read Psalm 9, 16, and 17, and Isaiah 60 as well. But in saying that, they're not following the rule of law, because America has fallen for the fact that they can create, they can tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image, and that's to be accepted.
Yeah.
You're completely
It's the law of the land, as Mr. Boehner said, right?
Yes, completely
misled. Have another beer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Folks, Romney lost, and I go on. This is CNN again here. Young voters and minorities came to the polls at levels not far off from the historic coalition Obama assembled in 2008. The reality caught off guard Republicans who banked on a more monolithic voting body sending them to the White House and who had based their polling on the assumption. The outcome revealed a stark problem for Republicans. If they don't broaden their tent, they won't move forward. No, again, friends, for those that are new listeners, forward, that Obama has been using that slogan, is a communist slogan. Just thought I'd share that with you. As for youth vote, individuals 18 to 29, the cohort represented 19% of all those who voted. And according to one exit poll, while Obama captured 60% of this group, Romney purportedly only took 36%. By the way, folks, there's huge, massive voter fraud coming out right now. And I knew what was going to happen, because this man, this Barack Hussein Obama, did not have the support. He did not have the numbers. But I also knew people weren't falling for Romney neither.
That's exactly
so
right.
So here we are.
What a perfect opponent for Obama to run against, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who else would hand him the election other than this and make it semi-believable? Though, like you said, the climate of the country was get this joker out at all costs.
Sure.
But then you have a Romney come in, and nobody's excited about this man. To this day.
He's a soulish dude, ain't he?
Completely.
Yeah.
He doesn't get you going. He doesn't go.
He's very disingenuous, very insincere.
And you can tell it.
Yep.
He's straight out of a can.
But can I ask you something? The best that America had, who did they point their finger to as your only option, friends?
Exactly.
The Limbaughs, the Hannitys, the Becks. Where did they point their finger to, friends?
Romney.
Yep.
Why didn't they tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Why didn't they tell you that he was not your only option? No, because they just go hook, line, and sinker, and they have to follow the dictates of their daddy, too.
Yep. I think it was perfectly put. The whole time through the Republican debates and through the primaries, when we were going to pick a Republican candidate, when America was going to pick a Republican candidate, and everybody complained about Romney. Get this guy off the stage. Yeah. We can't stand him. He's a clown. He's not a conservative. He's a fake. Look at how liberal
this
man
is. Just look at his record.
Look at Romney care.
I don't want to look at his record, because I might find out that you're telling me the truth. You mean he's anti-gun? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You mean he's pro-abortion? Yeah, he personally supported the murder of babies.
He likes playing.
Yeah,
Parenthood,
you mean he supported gay marriage? It was the first state. Friends, what the heck did you expect?
Yep. So. And, of course, he had this little thing called Romney Care, right?
Sure.
Which is supposed to destroy the economy of the federal government and of the United States as we know it.
Jake, can I say something, though? Don't tell the people that Romney Care was actually Obamacare. That was the blueprint for Romney Care. He even used the same names from Romney Care and Obamacare. But Romney didn't say he was going to repeal Obamacare. He said he was going to change and replace Obamacare.
Repeal, replace.
Really? See how that ship, sleight of hand, friends. Sleight of words.
Mm-hmm. And now we see all the brave people that have gotten back into office saying, well, you know what?
Yes.
This is a lost cause.
Well, you got Sean Hannity.
We're
going to
get him out.
I'll throw him in the loop, too. He's evolving now, friends. Yeah, and his new motto, by the way, is now to stop the Obama administration in Obama Express 2016.
Let's get him out, folks.
Folks, see, idle threats only go so far. Can you believe that we have let the government that works for us govern against the American people for so long?
Yeah.
It shouldn't have went for more than a week.
That's right.
It should have been impeachment grounds right on the spot.
We know Supreme Court justices, typically speaking, we've asked this question on the show before. How long does a Supreme Court justice serve?
They're in there for their whole life.
That's right.
Right?
Yep. Dude, you have law firms saying the same thing.
They're there for life.
Yep.
That's why we got to get the right president, because once he gets an Alina Kagan in there, there's no going back.
Yeah, for those that didn't know, Alina Kagan is a radical lesbian who queerified Harvard. Just thought I'd share that with you, but go ahead.
Very radical.
Sotomayor, she's an internationalist. So
anything but American.
Yeah.
Anything but constitutional. But they're in there for the rest of their life. What can we do?
Ginsburg's over in Egypt talking about how our Constitution is not to be emulated. Don't copy our Constitution to the people in Egypt. Yeah.
There's a better
She loves her country.
Standard.
Yeah.
And so what are we supposed to do? Brad, Jake, they're in there forever. They're going to destroy the country.
You've been deceived.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's just say a police officer serving in office starts dealing drugs. Oh, well,
happens all the time.
He's the police. What can we do? You fire him and you criminally prosecute him like you do any other criminal because he's a criminal.
Yeah.
The badge makes no difference.
But dude, I think you're over the top. I think you're too radical. Well, can I ask you a question then, friends? If you were one of those that would actually believe that, what is this administration doing? What are they doing? Are they attacking you incessantly over the last 4 years? Are they attacking your foundations? Are they opening your borders to the enemy? Are they arming Mexican drug lords with guns to blame the American people?
Yeah. Expanding the powers of their own police state?
They are. Is government growing? Yes. Is the TSA growing? Yes. Does anybody know the history of the Third Reich? Boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of similarities.
Are your liberties growing?
No.
No. Then,
I mean, you have a government wanting to come in and say, you are going to pay for murder.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they're
you
saying.
You are going to pay through your taxes. Yep. You are going to, like it or not, pay for the murder of a baby in a womb.
And if you're a church or you're a religious organization,
I'll attack you too.
Yep. And you're going to have to pay for the murder of your employees.
Yeah.
Children.
You're radical.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to take away your guns too. No, I want to tell you.
Hey, while you're at it, go ahead.
You know, I want to tell you that your Bill of Rights say that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. But your government is saying, no, let's dissect the word infringed. Let's try to take the pith and marrow and let's gut the Bill of Rights. See, the Bill of Rights, friends, is thou shalt nots to the government. They're your Bill of Rights. They didn't give you rights, therefore they can't take away your rights. God gave you rights. They give you privileges if you fall for it. Come on, you're supposed to be going back and forth.
The collectivist idea of this gun thing.
Oh, collectivist.
Yes.
All right.
We can collectively keep guns, but, you know, that's the job of, like, the National Guard and things like that.
Or they
never meant the individual.
So what we'll do is we'll come into the state-run media and then we'll demonize the militia. Mm. Yet the militia is every male in this country 18 to 44 years old.
Hey, George Washington.
Don't want to let them know that. Federal code, friends. Federal code. You are the militia. You are the militia. Oh, that's really weird. Oh, that's just...
We must live in a different country.
That's so weird, man.
We're getting weird.
Hey, do you own a gun? That's how weird I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're getting weird.
If you do own a gun, that's just how weird I am. I think that, and I believe what the Bill of Rights tell us, and that you have a right to bear arms, and they shall not be infringed. I also believe that we have a right to free speech. We'll be right back for the second hour. Hang on with us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify by treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.